This is how we do it. Come on, Boz. Give us a little bit of something there.
No, I don't think so.
What day is it?
How we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, which means there is only one thing you should be doing right now, and that's hanging out with Jake and Boz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on a Friday, September the 19th. And Boz, technology is great when it works.
When it works.
But right now, we have no Facebook Live. So that means you better tell your friends, your neighbors, your closest confidants. They can't see Boz this week. The great and powerful Boz is too much for the internet.
Stop. I don't think so.
So, yeah, there's nothing on the old Facebook tonight. All so
right.
People got to just rely on what they can hear, not what they can see here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, week three in the book. Still a few games that have high, high aspirations for being great ball games. We don't know the finals of those yet, but man, I'm excited for you to tell us what we've got so far. Kirk Kilman, Ray Penning, Seth Tollison all in studio. You just heard a game on 103.9 FM, which was Holton defeating Jackson County rival Royal Valley 37-21. And on the flip side, on 92.1K MZA, Centralia took care of business over Onega here tonight. Boz, what scores do we have?
And we're going to need some help tonight. We needed a lot of scores. Here's what we have so far. Valley Heights, they get the win over Donovan West, 33-14. As Jake just mentioned, Centralia took care of business tonight at Onega. They win 44-8. Sabetha gets the win over Hiawatha. Close game. This was a really good game. Sabetha scores late on a field goal that time expired to make it 15-0.
Okay.
But that was a really, really good game. Royal Valley, they fall tonight to Holton, 37-21. Jackson Heights all over Horton tonight, 54-0.
Burger.
ACCHS, they get the win over Valley Falls, 26-0. Axtell.
Woo.
Just doing what they do. They defeat Chase County 54-0.
Burger.
Another burger.
Halftime. That's a halftime burger.
A halftime burger? Is that like a new thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Eight man. I feel like
we should have been saying that like 2 years ago because actually every one of them was halftime.
They're eating halftime burgers.
That's right. Frankfort, they get the win against Solomon 46-0. Johnson Brock, they get the win over Johnson County Central 54-8. And that's all we got so
Uh-oh.
Far. It's still early. Games are getting wrapped up.
Come on with it.
But we need a bunch of scores. Clifton Clyde at Lynn. Washington County at Hanover. Nemaha Central Rossville. That was a really close game. Anxious to see how that turns out. St. Mary's at Jeff West. Another really good game. We're gonna dive into that one here in a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Perry LeCompton at Silver Lake. Riverside at McClouth. JCN at Oskaloosa. Another really close game. We were getting some score updates.
Yep.
That was really tight.
Yep.
Troy at Pleasant Ridge, Casey Sumner at Atchison, Blue Valley at KC East Christian, Maranatha at Mar Hill Mount Academy, and Riley at Chapman.
Riley County at Chapman, he says. All right, that's a lot.
Yeah, we need a lot of scores.
That is a lot that we need. We need y'all to get after it, okay? What's that phone number, Bozzy?
Dude, come on. Right out of the gates,
yep.
You have to say it three or four times. 785-547-3461.
You got it, my man.
I did. I don't even have that written down.
Come on with it. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Light up the phone lines if you've got yourself a score that we need. I see we've got K-Dub calling in right now. Keep on calling, K. We will get somebody to pick up that phone. If you got a score update, if you've got, how about a player that you thought did really good?
I would love to hear about it.
Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees as well. Phone lines continue to light up. Keep them coming. Continue to call in 785-547-3461. Another caller coming in right now. Somebody will get that picked up. Boz, what scores are we still needing?
We still need Clifton Clyde at Lynn, Washington County at Hanover, Nemaha Central at Rossville, St. Mary's at Jeff West, Perry LeCompton at Silver Lake, Riverside at McClouth, JCN at Oskaloosa, Troy at Pleasant Ridge, KC Sumner at Atchison, Blue Valley at KC East Christian, Maranatha at Mar Hill Mount Academy, and Riley County at Chapman.
Okay, those are what we're needing. We got somebody that's jumping on already. Holy cow, Boss, we haven't even taken our first break
yet.
Come on. And we've got people that are jumping on the Giant Communications hotline saying, hey, we got to talk with Jake and Boz because we got to get something out there. I got no idea who it is. I don't got any idea because it normally doesn't happen this quickly, Boz. We typically don't go to the phone lines this early, but I guess for this caller, we will. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kelly Williams from Nemaha Central. How's it going, Jake and Boz?
Good,
hey.
Kelly. What do you got for us, K-Dub?
Hey, I'm currently cruising back with 7 7th graders. Gentlemen, let them know you're here.
Love it.
We loaded up the school jalopy and headed down to Rossville today. So, two really solid football teams. Rossville's going to make a ton of noise in 1A, that's for sure. Can sling the ball around the field, super tough on defense. But, guys, Carter was unstoppable tonight.
Sounds
like
it.
3 carries, 368 yards, 6 rushing TDs, 3 of 3 passing with 84 yards and a TD, and the Thunder got the 56-28 win.
Burger! That's a burger, Buzz. 56?
56. 56, and Carter had himself 7 of those. He almost had a burger by himself, guys.
Yo. I bet he's hungry for a burger after a performance like that, K-Dub.
He might be. And, hey, tip of the cap, PAT, Wizard, Levi Thomas, perfect 8 for 8 tonight.
8 for 8 from the kick. Yeah, that's right. Give it up for the kicker, boys. That's right. Hey, we really appreciate the call, K-Dub. Obviously, you just nominated Carter. Hut, hut.
Hike.
For another game ball, and you know, well, obviously, you know, you're a big Thunder fan. You're part of the program and the environment. Tell me, does Nemaha Central have what it takes to get back to a state title?
Absolutely, I think we've got the skill positions for sure. We've got a great deal of experience at those skill positions, and we've got some new guys up on the offensive line. We did bring some gentlemen back from last year's run. We sprinkled in a few new faces. And I got to give a shout-out to our boy. We have a senior, Daniel Childress, who just was recently not diagnosed with something that you want to get. Mm. And we're all thanking and praying for him. We've got a next-man-up mentality, and we had some guys really step in tonight. Brendan Holthouse, one of our juniors, definitely filled that void. It's going to take a team effort, but I want to give our boy Danny a shout-out. A great man, great family, and we're all behind him.
Absolutely.
I love getting to do this, getting to do the AD thing. Also, a little bit of sports information director on the side, you know. I don't mind getting to brag about our kids, so I appreciate you guys taking our call tonight.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in, K-Dub. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. Drive safe and Thunder roll.
Hey, go Thunder, baby. You guys take care.
All right. That was a good call to start the show off.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. You got the boys in the background.
The boys in the background cheering them on, saying, let's go. Come on with it. That was a great. Boz, do we just keep on with the phone calls right now?
Let's go.
I mean, I think this is something that that we've got to strike while the iron's hot, I guess. The people are wanting to talk about their games. They're wanting to talk about good performances. And we typically don't take them in segment one, but we're going to take them in segment one. We got a caller on the line once again. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Mark from Holton. What's good?
Yep. You betcha. Hey, got another W tonight. Boys did well. Varsity played superb in the first half. And unfortunately, you know, we started some JV guys in, and they've got a little work to do, so coaches are going to work on them and get them going, so get them ready for the next man up. So I thought we did a good job tonight, Jake.
Well, sounds like it. It was a good, for sure, first half, 30-0. Just came out the gate strong, 16-0 at the end of the first quarter. What was working?
The run game was working. I mean, it was just the line was blocking and everything was clicking. And like I say, when it came out at halftime, they started subbing some guys in, and like I say, the younger guys just aren't quite there yet. They're making progress, and they're going to hit their stride for the end of the season. So I'm looking for great things from them too.
All right. Well, a big time matchup next week for Holton. It's one of those things. Holton's kind of getting on a roll. You talked about it last week. Was this a step in the right direction for Holton as a program as the season continues on?
Yeah, I do believe it was. I talked to one of the coaches earlier today up at school and asked him how practice went this week. He said, great practice again this week, same as last. They made improvements and they stepped up even more from last week. So I think they're doing well. I think they're starting to roll, and I think we're going to be fine.
All right. All right, Mark. Well, that's awesome. Appreciate the phone call. Do you have a nominee for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball tonight?
I'd like to nominate just the offensive line the first half. I mean, I think that they, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be getting holes to get the guys to run through. So that's who I'd like to nominate.
All right. That will be a nomination. Boz, you get that?
I got it. Offensive line, they don't get enough love.
They don't.
No, they don't.
They what were they called? Like the big uglies, that people don't talk about.
That's right.
Often enough. But, man, it's a ground-and-pound game like Holton's got. You got to have them.
There you go.
All right, my man. Well, hey, I appreciate the call as always, Mark. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
All right, Jake, Boz, take her easy. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark from Holton calling in. Hey, the phone line's open for you, 785.
Just keep them coming.
547-3461. Ask and you shall receive,
Boz. All right.
Ask and you shall receive. We're just going to keep the phone lines rolling here as we got another caller coming in. And it's one, this caller... And this caller is very familiar to the show, and I think the people are familiar with who this caller is, as we did with the previous caller. Bob, are you there?
What's up? What's up, Jake?
not you, Boz. Say hi to me.
I know.
I listened to the Nemaha game. I listened to the Holton game. I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. We're going to call now, guys.
Yeah. Get it done.
I got a car full of kids cheering.
Oh. All right.
There we go.
All right. Come on with it. All right, what do we got? Tell me about the Cyclones tonight, Bob.
Well, we established the running game pretty early. Elijah Moore played well. And once we established that, we pretty much did that all night, and we controlled the game. What else did we do? We passed the ball a few times this game, caught the ball a few times this game. Our starters played about half the game, and that's it. Game over.
So all this is great.
35-8.
There we go. That's what we needed to know. 35-8 was the final because we were sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting, and nobody was letting us know the score of the Riverside game. So I was hoping you were going to give it to us.
Well, I've been sick, so I've been kind of out of the loop.
Well, get feeling better,
I have
Bob.
No voice. I've been yelling at high school volleyball teams. So, I have no voice. I've been sick. So
come on with it. Come on, Cyclone Nation. Get Bob some NyQuil. Or something.
I've been taking it the last 5 days.
All right. Do you think this is another step in the right direction? You know, you talked last week about how the team was kind of a little bit of a slow start, but they found it in the second half. Was tonight a night where you were watching thinking, man, this is what I was hoping to see the first couple of weeks?
I didn't have to yell one time tonight, so it was a great game for the Cyclones.
Bob doesn't have to yell. All is good in the world.
That's saying a lot.
Doniphan County, listen. If you don't hear Bob yelling, something good's happening.
Right.
I love it. Well, get feeling better, Bob.
I will. I would nominate Carter Hike, the man-child.
Hut, hut!
Yeah, it sounds like he had an amazing game.
He only had 7 touchdowns tonight.
That's it.
And then... honestly, Chase Ewens played well for us, and so did Elijah Moore, but Carter Hike's stats, no one can add up to that. So,
insane night for the young man, but,
yeah,
I mean, you, Riverside alone, what was it again, 35-8 defense, sounds like they played well.
All
right, well, Bob, take care of yourself, get yourself healthy, we expect a call again next week from you.
Yep, I will. I'll be calling in.
Okay. You got anything for Bob's?
Nope. Let's go. Get better.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Bob from Doniphan County. Appreciate you. All right. She's done.
I think she was struggling to talk a little bit. Voice a little shaky.
Poor Bob. I mean, how about the dedication, though?
Hell yeah. Under the weather, it's all good. It's football. It's Friday night. She ain't going to miss a game.
Doesn't feel good. Still calling the show. Phone lines are open for you right now, 785-547-3461. If you can't have fun like our first three callers did, we don't want you calling in anyway. Give us a call. We got to get to our first break. More scores coming up next in one game that might surprise you. How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go time, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to keep your harvest running without a hitch. Their expert technicians are putting in extra hours to minimize downtime and get you back in the field fast. Built by farmers for farmers, Bruna Implement knows what it takes to keep things moving. Visit your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Bruna Implement, wishing you a safe and successful harvest season.
Dropping cash before even testing the vibe? Nope. We're out here giving people their first bill free. No contracts, no caps. Just internet fast enough to stream, game, and scroll endlessly all night long. We don't judge, we just connect. So now's the time. Sign up and get your first bill on us. Not even an install fee. Easy win. Hit us up and lock it in. Visit GiantCom, that's 2m.net/firstbillonus. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sing it out, Bob. I'm not going to sing that. It's my favorite segment. And I really think this song is the reason why we can't go live on Facebook this week.
Keep getting hit on it.
But I love it. Was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
Come on with it. Back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
Oh, let me unmute your mic.
Yeah, why don't you? What are you doing over there? Man.
Got Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman in studio hanging out with us, doing the Lord's work. 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline has been lit up tonight so far. We had three people on live in the first segment, which has never happened before.
Never.
But it's still continuing to light up with people giving nominations for their Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night, as well as giving us scores, Keep that momentum going, folks. Talk about a game you were at tonight. Give us a call, 785-547-3461. Another nominee just came in a second ago, thanks to a caller as well. And the Giant Communications hotline is open for you. Giant Communications, when you need the most reliable internet phone provider in Northeast Kansas, look no further than Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. Oh, and by the way, you can bundle and save big with Giant Mobile and your home internet service right now. Just go to giantcomm.net to learn more. How about some scores, Boz? The people want to know some scores.
All right, let's get to it. Valley Heights gets the win over Donovan West, 33-14. Centralia, they defeat Onega, 44-8. Sabetha shuts out Hiawatha tonight, 15-0. Holton gets the win over Royal Valley, 37-21. Nemaha Central, this game was close early. They defeated Rossville, 56-28. Ran away from it late in that game. Jefferson West, they defeat St. Mary's.
Whoop. Not final. Not final. Not final. No.
Okay.
That was last check, and I knew you were going to be going into that. I just got an update, and as it is right now, we have somebody there. It is Jeff West 27, St. Mary's 22. It is second and goal St. Mary's with less than 10 seconds to go in the game right now.
Oh, you threw that out there a little bit ago. I thought it was final.
No. That was just latter part of the fourth quarter. Updates are coming as we're doing the show right now, and just came through. Less than 10 seconds left. St. Mary's has just scored a touchdown to go up.
Oh.
They are up 28-27 right now with less than 10 seconds to go in that ball game.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we'll talk about that one here in a little bit. That's not final. Silver Lake, they get the win over Prairie Lake Compton, 19-6. Jackson Heights, they shut out Horton, 54-0. Riverside with the win tonight over McLeod, 35-8. ACCHS, they shut out Valley Falls, 26-0. Another shutout, JCN. They take care of Oskaloosa, 38-0. Troy drops a 50-burger on Pleasant Ridge, 52-6.
Burger.
Axtell, another burger, 54-0 over Chase County. I don't know what happened, a little run of shutouts here. Frankfort shut out Solomon, 46-0.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson Brock gets the win over Johnson County Central, 54-8.
Okay, update from Meriden. 5 seconds to go. 2-point conversion, good. St. Mary's, 30. Jeff West, 27 with 5 seconds to go. Jeff West had scored to go up 27-22 with a minute to go in the game. St. Mary's drove the field for that go-ahead touchdown. Again, 5 seconds remaining. However, anything can happen in 5 seconds, but what a ball game down there in Meriden. That game not final yet. Boz, what scores do we still need?
Okay, we need Clifton Clyde at Lynn, Washington County at Hanover. Then we need KC Sumner at Atchison.
Phoenix!
Blue Valley at KC East Christian, Maranatha at Mar Hill, and Riley County at Chapman.
Okay, those are the scores that we still need. Give us a ring on the Giant Communications hotline right now, 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Visit giantcomm.net today to learn how you can bundle and save big with Giant Mobile and your home internet service, giantcomm.net. 785, Buzz, what's the last part of that phone number?
547-3461.
All right. We are waiting for some more scores to come in. This will typically we will go right into our game of the week that we went to at this point in time, kind of divulge some of that information and everything. But due to some certain restrictions right now, because, well, I don't want to give it away, but we're going to have to take a break, Boz.
Okay.
Are you good with that?
Whatever we got to do.
We got to step aside for another break. When we come back, though, Boz and I break down what we picked as the game of the week. And I'm not saying that Boz and I are really good at this, because we weren't in year one.
No, we've gotten better.
We've gotten way more better since then.
Way more better.
That game in detail coming up. We've also got recaps coming up from area games of the week. And your thoughts. It's all next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Stick around.
We'll be right back.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dropping cash before even testing the vibe? Nope. We're out here giving people their first bill free. No contracts, no caps. Just internet fast enough to stream, game, and scroll endlessly all night long. We don't judge, we just connect. So now's the time. Sign up and get your first bill on us. Not even an install fee. Easy win. Hit us up and lock it in. Visit GiantCom, that's 2m.net/firstbillonus. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself, it also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Enjoy the beauty of autumn at the Maple Leaf Festival on September 27th. This is Crystal at GN Bank, and we are a proud sponsor of the 2025 Maple Leaf Festival hosted by the Hiawatha Chamber. Come out and enjoy the festivities and say hello to our staff who will be volunteering. Make the fun and festivities of the Maple Leaf Festival a September family tradition. Come join us on Saturday, September 27th, around the Brown County Courthouse Square. We look forward to seeing you there.
Back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday, getting close to the 10 o'clock hour here on the 19th of September. It felt more like fall football weather here tonight, Boz, would you agree?
It was getting there, yeah. Yeah, it was
not as hot as last week, not as cold as 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. We're right in the middle. It was perfect tonight.
Yeah, I would agree. We got plenty of scores to get to you. We got some scores that we still need. And I'm going to let Boz take over the show like he always does during this time.
I get to take over the show.
But I'm excited for us to dive into our game of the week here in just a little bit, Bozzy. But we got to know the scores. If you've got a score that we're missing, if you want to nominate somebody for the Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night, you need to call in on the Giant Communications Hotline right now. Good yep. time to do it. What's the number, Boz?
785-547-3461.
Phone lines are open. Kurt and Ray are just standing there. I'm seeing them. They're twiddling their thumbs. They're just wanting
It's like they have the lunch rush.
Yeah, right.
Early on, and now everybody's
the
cleared
lunch
out.
Rush. Now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
it's in between lunch and dinner. Come on, people, light them phones up. Tell us about the game you were at tonight. Give us a score or give us a nominee, Boz. What are the scores we got?
All right, we got a few new ones that came in. Let's start at the top. Valley Heights gets the win over Donovan West, 33-14. Clifton Clyde, score we just got, close game over with Lynn. Clifton Clyde gets the win 8-0.
Whoa, in an 8-man football game, it was 8-0.
Defensive battle.
Wow.
Centralia, they defeat Onega 44-8. Sabetha gets the win over Hiawatha 15-0. Holton, they defeat Royal Valley 37-21. Emaha Central, they just rolled late in this game, 56-28 over Rossville. Both 2-0 teams. Really good ball game there. Silver Lake, they get the win over Parley Compton, 19-6. We did confirm the final. St. Mary's gets the win over Jeff West, 30-27.
Wow.
Jackson Heights, they defeat Horton, 54-0. Riverside, they get the win over McLeod, 35-8. ACCHS over Valley Falls tonight, 26-0. JCN, in what was a really close game early.
8-0 at halftime.
JCN maybe woke up. Something happened. I don't know. But they end up shutting out Oskaloosa 38-0. So they got things rolling
offensively. That was a couple of 2-0 teams as well, right?
Both 2-0 teams, yep. So JCN keeps their perfect season intact. Troy gets the win over P. Ridge tonight, 52-6.
Oh, that's a burger.
It's a burger. We got a string of them coming up. So
Axtell,
54-0.
Burger.
Over Chase County. Frankfort, 46-0 over Solomon.
Almost a burger.
Score we just got, Mar Hill Mount Academy. They get their first win of the season over Maranatha, 54-6.
Burger.
Riley County, another score we just got. Close ball game at Chapman. Riley County goes on the road. They get the win over Chapman, 21-20. And Jackson Brock.
That's all right, Johnson, though.
Johnson Brock gets the win over Johnson County Central, 54-8.
Okay, that's a burger as well. And I got the updated for Hanover defeated Washington County at halftime. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's a burger, 60-0 over Washington County.
Man.
36-0, 5 minutes into the game. 52-0 at the end of the first quarter in that ball game.
Good grief.
Burger at the end of the first quarter. Come on.
That's crazy.
Okay. What scores do we need, Bob?
We only need two. Everybody's done awesome getting us scores. We were in trouble early in this show, but we only need two.
Okay.
KC Sumner at Atchison.
Phoenix.
And Blue Valley at KC East Christian.
Okay. We need it. Two scores. We got to get them in. Come on with it. A couple Kansas City area schools taking on a couple of our local area schools. Got to get those scores. All right, Bob. It's time to dive into our game of the week. And just a subtle one, right?
A little bit, a little golf clap.
Because this week we had three choices. And I just want to preface it by saying again that last year or 2 years ago, when Boz and I started this show and we started or took over the show and we started doing this kind of a segment of our game of the week, go have some fun with it, give away a gift card, you know, and enjoy a football game. Games we thought would be really good. There was burgers by halftime in most of them.
They were really good for one of the two teams.
Yes.
They just weren't, like, really good battles where they were close games.
And this week we had Holton hosting Royal Valley was one of the choices. Battle in Jackson County, rivalry game. Royal Valley had lost 29 straight to Holton. So that one was on the docket. Holton rolls in that one, 37-21. Another game was Rossville, 2-0, hosting 2-0 Nemaha. Both teams playing very well. And speaking of rolling, the Thunder roll.
Yeah, for sure.
Dominate the Dogs. It was a good game early. Good game at halftime.
Yeah.
Even. But too much of one player. What's his name?
Carter
Hike. Just a dominant performance for the young man.
And you know, I got to throw this out there while we're kind of talking about this because
he's 5'10" and a quarter.
He is 5'10" and a quarter. We saw him last week. We got the picture with him. I would say that's probably pretty accurate.
I
thought maybe they were adding an inch or two, but he's okay right there. We'll give it to him. So, no, I got to throw this out there, though, because one of the callers earlier, Mr. Pruitt, he nominated the offensive line for Holton, and we don't say this enough with Nemaha Central. Carter Hayek, fantastic player, no question about it.
Yep.
But that dude doesn't run for, I don't know how many thousands of yards without his dogs up front.
Amen.
His offensive line the last 3 years, if you're a high school quarterback for, he's a senior this year, he's had 4 years of dudes up front making holes for him to run through. Not saying he didn't have to work hard for those yards, but man, that offensive line from Nemaha Central, they're getting it done.
I can remember when I was in high school and playing football, our offensive lineman, I made the reference earlier, but legitimately had T-shirts that said the Big Uglies.
Yeah. They do the dirty work.
They do. And you're right. There is no 300-plus rushing yard game by an individual, let alone a team, without them guys up front.
Absolutely.
All right, then our final one, and if you haven't guessed yet by the game that we did go to, it wasn't either one of those first two. It was the game of the night in our area. St. Mary's at Jeff West. 1-1 St. Mary's. Took care of Perry week one, stubbed their toe a little bit against Rossville last week in a game that they were leading in the fourth quarter, back and forth with the Dogs in a rivalry game. Jeff West, who's honestly kind of been the, is it too early to say a Cinderella story? A team that you don't expect to have the start that they've had, new first-year head coach. I mean, there's a lot of things that come into play when you're talking about a new program and a new direction.
Yeah.
Jeff West comes into this game 2-0.
Yeah.
Big time win in week one. Big time comeback in the fourth quarter last week against Royal Valley. So 2-0 against 1-1. And, buddy, we made the trip to Meriden tonight.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing. We only get to stay till halftime. This might have been the one game that we've had the last 3 years now of where I felt sick almost saying, oh, we got
to
leave.
There's times when we need to figure out the remote broadcast setup, because that's a game, like you said, I would have loved to have seen the second half of that ball game.
Well, let's dive right into it, my man.
So I've got notes from every possession in this game, and I'll kind of summarize by saying that St. Mary's offensively in the first half really couldn't get anything going. They had a few first downs. They just completely stifled offensively. And a huge reason for that is Jeff West. Their defense, I was very impressed with Jeff West's defense in the first half. They were fast. They were physical. There were some hits right in front of us we jumped back like, like they were very, very physical. They were quick to the ball. St. Mary's liked to attack the perimeter, quick outs, screen passes to the perimeter. And Jeff West was so quick to the ball, they just couldn't get anything going. Jeff West offensively, early in the ball game, kind of the same thing, just couldn't really get things going. But they had a possession in the second quarter, I believe, that was a long pass and then another sideline pass and a touchdown, maybe five plays, touchdown. That kind of got things rolling.
Yeah.
Then they started ramping it up defensively even more than they were. And St. Mary's, to me, looked like they were a little bit shell-shocked.
100%.
Deer in the headlights. It was three and out punt. Nothing was going right for them. And I did forget to mention, though, St. Mary's did have the safety. They scored first.
Huge. So let's break that down a little bit.
Okay.
Because in this game, like as you're referencing, early on, both offenses trying to feel out the game, not really in a rhythm. Defense is playing great. It was a bad snap to freshman quarterback Brixton Schwinn for Jeff West. Popped into the air, couldn't get to it in time, finally picks up, he's in the end zone at that point, and then three Bears are there to maul him.
Yeah.
Safety, 2-0. Jeff West kicks that off, forces a punt in the ensuing kickoff. St. Mary's had it at their own 40-yard line to begin that drive. That's great field position. And Jeff West's defense that you were just mentioning stood tall early in that ballgame. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they just, because that could have been a big turning point.
Absolutely.
Get the safety, get the ball back immediately. If St. Mary's marches down the field, they're up potentially 10-0.
Could be.
Right out of the gates. But Jeff West's defense, there were several times where St. Mary's went for it on fourth down, and the defense held strong, turnover on down. So really, Jeff West kind of started getting things going. As I mentioned, the second quarter, got the touchdown pass, Brixton Schwinn to Brody Schwinn. This kid, I'll tell you, Brody Schwinn, receiver, dude is good.
Good hands.
Very good hands, runs really good routes.
That corner route right in front of us.
Yes, right on the sideline. He stretched out for the end zone. It's a brother to brother, younger brother, older brother, Brixton Swin.
I think they've done that in the backyard a time or two.
I'm saying they've done that a lot. it looked pretty comfortable because they were connecting all night long. The next possession, St. Mary's gets it. Jeff West, a big time defensive hit. Ball gets popped loose, fumble. Jeff West has it, and then they go down. They score again. I mean, we're sitting there thinking it's 14-0. 14-2, 7:30 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, and all momentum's on the Tigers.
All momentum. And I'll tell you, folks, this was
homecoming.
This was a great environment. Huge crowd at Jeff West. The student section was hyped. It was a big student section. I mean, it was a great environment, but Jeff West had all the momentum. And here's where I think there was the big turning point.
Because after Jeff West scores,
yep,
St. Mary's gets the ball back, and they stall on another drive.
Yep.
And with about 4 minutes or so to go, they have to get the ball back to Jeff West.
They did. And Jeff West had an opportunity. They were up 14-2. They're marching down the field and took a shot, kind of middle of the field. Freshman quarterback just kind of threw it up, and St. Mary's gets an interception. And about 2 minutes to go in the first half. So you're still, I mean, you're up 14-2 and thinking we're good. Well, St. Mary's marches down the field. They score right before the end of the first half. Now it's 14-8. St. Mary's goes to the locker room with momentum.
Yeah.
It's a one-possession game. I really feel like that was a massive turning point. If Jeff West could have marched down the field and scored, now they're potentially up 21-2.
Ooh.
I mean, obviously comebacks happen, but I mean, they're going into the locker room riding high. Things are going well for them. So that was a big turning point in the game. I really wish I was there to see what happened in the second half. But by and large, I think Jeff West, out of the two teams, I was probably more impressed with Jeff West, what they were able to do with a freshman quarterback offensively.
Yeah.
Once they got clicking, dangerous team. They run full-blown spread. They ran a lot of jet sweep stuff. They were running five wide receivers with a freshman quarterback trying to,
yes,
you know, reading five receivers going down the field, and he made good decisions. The one interception he had, I felt like he maybe tried to force that one a little bit, but everything else, he was on point. Now, St. Mary's, to their credit, something they adjusted in the second half. They're able to make that comeback and take the lead with 5 seconds left. What a heck of a second half, and we missed it.
Had to get up here. Took us an hour plus drive to get up here.
Man.
But the big thing that I think, because I texted a gentleman, shout out Mr. Alex Bartle, for helping us out on site with that. He was actually our winner tonight of the Bowser Meat Processing $50 gift card to Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. Amazing retail options at Bowser Meat Processing. Make sure you check them out. They're open Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday from 8 until noon. So get to Meriden tomorrow morning until noon to check out Bowser Meat Processing's retail selection. Visit them online at bowsermeatprocessing.com to get your processing processed. Is that enough processing?
Whatever.
Do you know where it's at now? Meriden,
yes.
Bowser Meat Processing. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Process your
to
meat.
To process everything. You've got Alex Bartle of Texas with them, and my response to him was backbreaking.
Yeah.
Because Jeff West was down 20. They gave him a touchdown. We're down 22-21. They then drive the field and take the lead themselves 27-22, Buzz, with 1 minute to go. Homecoming. Huge crowd. And the reason why I say backbreaking is because you have that opportunity. And Jeff West, a team that hasn't been 3-0 in a few seasons, 2019 to be exact, Coach Jeff Schwinn in his first year has a chance to completely break the mold of what Jeff West Tiger football has been the last 5-6 years. And it's just such a backbreaking, you know, situation. If there's a positive to come from that type of a game, it's to show you can hang with just about anybody. Because St. Mary's, they're not a shrugged your shoulder style of team. They hit you, they're fast, and they got good skill players.
Yeah. I was impressed too with St. Mary's Corleone Holtz, running back. This kid is shifty. He's quick. And the thing I like about it, when you watch him in the backfield, They ran a lot of off-tackle sweep stuff where he's very patient. He waits for the play to develop, hole to develop, and then once he sees it, boy, he's like shot out of a cannon. This kid is a good running back. Their quarterback, Lane Smith, he made some good throws at St. Mary's. They like to run twins on one side, single set on the other side. I mean, they spread things out a little bit too, and that offense is good. We just didn't see it really in the first half, but I know they've got the weapons to do it. Receiver Ben DeVader had a good game, made some big catches. St. Mary's is a good football team. Obviously, they showed it tonight, but if you're Jeff West, your season, you're 2-0, you take your first loss, and that team, that is a different Jeff West team than we've seen probably for the last 7 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We kind of did some research early. They've had their struggles over the last 3, 4, 5 years. This team was just different. You could see it in their mindset, their body language, their attitude. This team's got a lot of confidence, and I think you're right. They're going to, even in a loss, they're going to feel, God, it's hard, I hate saying it, they're going to feel good with, it's going to sting that they lost in that fashion, but you said it, they can hang with anybody.
Yeah.
And I watch out, I'm telling you, I think Jeff West, they could reel off some wins here, and I don't know, it's going to be a good season for Jeff West.
I would 100% agree, and need to make a quick little note. I was wrong. It was not homecoming. There was a lot of festivities going on when we showed up. We got there a little bit later than we wanted to. It sounded like there was some
a lot going pre-game. On.
Yeah, but Jeff West homecoming is next week, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure next week you partake in homecoming festivities at Jeff West. Regardless of that, that's even more impressive that the crowd that they had on hand, not a homecoming night as
yeah.
well.
No, it was packed. Great environment.
That was our game of the week this week, and again, just a great game. You love it for one team, you hate it for another team. Two really, really quality teams, you know, and two teams that won't see each other in the playoffs because they're in different classifications. So good test for both of them as they move on through their season. St. Mary's, big comeback win for the Bears over the Tigers tonight.
Good one.
All right, we've got some recaps to get to. We'll play a couple of them here before we get to our next break. That was not a game on radio or on our area of networks this season, so make sure that you check mscsports.net to see where our next broadcasting will be from next Friday night, as we always have games all across our networks. This one was over on 93.7 FM KAIR. Tom Couts had the call tonight. It was Valley Falls at ACCHS. Tom, break it down for us.
Harbors a big homecoming crowd in Effingham, Kansas tonight, and a big homecoming win for ACCHS as they bump off NEKL opponent Valley Falls 26-0. For Max Botteroff, well, a two-touchdown night. Max scoring the first touchdown for the Tigers and their final touchdown. Between those two, Raul Malara and Rance Fester each got into the end zone. Valley Falls battled hard all night, just couldn't get anything on the board. ACCHS advances their record to 2-1, and next they're going to be back home with Oskaloosa. For Valley Falls, they go to 1-2 and are up against the Onega Buffaloes next Friday night. But again, Tiger Stadium, Effingham, Kansas, it was a homecoming dub. ACCHS 26, Valley Falls nothing. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. Get yourself some sleep. He's got a big drive tomorrow going up to Dubuque. You remember going to Dubuque?
I do. Dubuque. I do, actually.
Yeah, Boz and I on a little road trip 2 years ago.
Yeah.
At this point. How about a big rivalry between Sabetha and Hiawatha? A very much improved Hiawatha Red Hawk team coming off a big-time win over Marysville last week. And Sabetha doing what Sabetha does. They're 2-0 heading into this matchup. Logan Bitterman's got a breakdown.
Two teams coming off a 35-0 victory for the Blue Jays a season ago would match up here tonight in week 3 of the high school football season as the Red Hawks would be in town to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha. It was homecoming for the Blue Jays as well here this evening. Sabetha and Hiawatha's defense has played tremendous all night, but at the final end of the game, Sabetha gets the 15-0 victory here this evening. Sabetha would get the first touchdown of the game by Will Views, who tiptoed the sideline, stayed in bounds, and took it 32 yards to the house. The second touchdown was a Micah Lane 4-yard QB keep right up the right side after a turnover due to a fumble in Hiawatha territory by the Redhawks. Sparta had a 12-0 lead at half, never surrendered it, and they go on to win the game with a final field goal to end the game at 15-0. Sparta was led in rushing by Will Vues. He had 149 yards on the ground in the win for the Blue Jays here this evening. Hiawatha, on the other hand, they were led on the ground by Ethan Morton. He had 61 yards rushing for the Redhawks. Michael Jensen with 84 yards receiving. Carson Henry, 84 yards passing in the loss. Next week, Sabetha, they'll be on the road to take on the Panthers of Royal Valley. That will be on the Sabetha channel next Friday night. Hiawatha, they'll also be on the road, but they're going to Jeff West to take on the Tigers of Jeff West a week from now. That will be on the Hiawatha channel as well. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. Boz, we got to step aside and get to another break. When we come back, a couple more recaps to get to you. We'll give you more scores from around the area. Hey, nominations for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. We need more of them. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Give us a call. Ray and Kurt are bored. Come on, people. Give them a call. 785-547-3461. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go time, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to keep your harvest running without a hitch. Their expert technicians are putting in extra hours to minimize downtime and get you back in the field fast. Built by farmers for farmers, Bruna Implement knows what it takes to keep things moving. Visit your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Bruna Implement, wishing you a safe and successful harvest season.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, or me, Shannon Wright in Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Dropping cash before even testing the vibe? Nope. We're out here giving people their first bill free. No contracts, no cash. Just internet fast enough to stream, game, and scroll endlessly all night long. We don't judge, we just connect. So now's the time. Sign up and get your first bill on us. Not even an install fee. Easy win. Hit us up and lock it in. Visit GiantCom, that's 2m.net/firstbillonus. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got a good another segment coming to you here with a couple more recaps that we're going to get you from area games of the week. But, Boz, we have all of our scores finally? We're still missing, Sue.
Missing one.
One! Come on with it!
All right, here's what we got tonight. Valley Heights, they defeat Donovan West 33-14. Clifton Clyde gets a shutout win over Lynn, 8-0. Hanover, another shutout over Washington County, 60-0.
Berger.
Centralia gets a win over Onega, 44-8. Sabetha, close game against Hiawatha. They get the win 15-0. Holton defeats Royal Valley 37-21. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Rossville 56-28. Really close game here. Wish I could have seen the second
Berger,
half.
By the way.
St. Mary's gets the win over Jeff West 30-27. Silver Lake, they defeat Perry LeCompton 19-6. Jackson Heights gets a shutout win over Horton 54-0.
That's a burger.
Riverside, they defeat McClough 35-8. ACCHS, they defeat Valley Falls 26-0. JCN, they get the shutout win over Oskaloosa 38-0.
Still haven't given up a point.
They have not, actually. I kind of forgot about that there.
Yeah.
Defense pretty solid right now through the first three games. Troy, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge 52-6.
Berger.
Atchison.
Phoenix.
They defeat KC Sumner 55-28.
Berger.
Another one. Axtell. Oh. Just keep on going. Axtell, they defeat Chase County 54-0.
Berger.
Frankfort, not quite one, but Frankfort gets the win over Solomon 46-0. Now we're back at it. Mark Hill, 54-6 over Maranatha.
Berger.
Riley County, 1-point win tonight over Chapman 21-20. Johnson Brock gets the win over Johnson County Central 54-8.
Berger, and the one we're missing, I just got.
Okay, Blue Valley at KC East Christian.
No, right? Oh, we're missing two.
Falls City, I forgot that one.
Sacred Heart and Weeping Water, right? That's what you got there? No,
no.
I got one right here. Falls City Sacred Heart. 72-64 Weeping Water with the win. Let me say that score again. 72-64 in overtime. Weeping Water defeats Fall City Sacred Heart. That's a burger from both teams right there. That's a shootout.
I don't know that we've had that. Have we had that before?
Never had two teams over 50.
Wow.
Holy. Playing some ball up there in Nebraska.
All right.
So we got two scores we're still needing then.
We do, yeah. I forgot one of them. So we need Blue Valley at KC East Christian and then Fall City against Omaha Concordia.
Okay.
That's one we don't have as well.
Okay. Come on with it. 785-547-3461. Or if you're familiarizing yourselves with Boz and myself, you got our phone numbers. Just shoot us a text. We got a lot of scores that come in that way. Nominations come in that way. Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball will be awarded at the end of the show once again this week. And we got a handful of nominations so far. Boss, I'll have you read through those as well. We still need some more nominees. So call us on the Giant Communications Hotline right now. 785-547-3461. Giant Communications, when you need the most reliable internet and phone provider in Northeast Kansas, look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantscomm.net. Boss.
All right, game ball nominees for tonight. Quentin Aldifer from
Q&A.
All right, he had 201 yards rushing with three rushing touchdowns, and he had a passing touchdown tonight.
Dang.
Corbin Wilson from Holton, he had a good night. Eight rushes for 99 yards, three rushing TDs, one of those being a 77-yard touchdown run. Also, kicks the ball a little bit, 3-for-3 on PATs in that ballgame. Carter Hike from Nemaha Central. This was a big night. 30 carries.
Okay.
363 yards.
Ooh.
Six touchdowns.
Jiminy.
3-for-3 passing for 85 yards. Another touchdown through the air.
He accounted for over 400 yards.
True story.
Wow.
Seven TDs on the night for Mr. Carter Hike.
Hut.
Had a nomination for the Holton offensive line. If you don't know anything about Holton, they got to have linemen up front.
Big
run the wishbone offense. They just run, run, run. They don't throw the ball much. You got to have offensive linemen, and they did a really nice job tonight. Chase Hewins and Elijah Moore for Riverside both had really good ball games tonight.
Cyclones.
Max Bodaroff of ACCHS, he had two rushing touchdowns tonight.
Okay.
And Will Voos from Sabetha, 149 yards rushing.
I just got to say before we go to our next portion of the show, Y'all give it up for Boz. The great and powerful Boz. ACCHS. 2 weeks in a row, my friend. Not stumbling over it.
I'm on a roll.
Like butter.
I got to just slow down when I see that. When I see it, I'm like, okay.
Shout out to our Facebook Live feed again. You can go to Facebook Live. Now, here's the thing. You can go to the Cansland page, and you can get... you can have the Facebook Live feed. I have to do it off my personal page, unfortunately, and then it's shared over to the Cansland page. So if you want to jump in there on the comments once again this week, you're able to now. But we got a comment that came in.
Well, somebody dropped a comment, and we haven't talked a whole lot of baseball. We usually wait kind of towards the end of football. You're getting into playoffs, baseball stuff. But
yeah, but there's Royals? Nothing to talk about right now.
Well, but this one right here, Royals, did that the score right? They got a win tonight, 20-1.
And the question is that a burger for the Royals?
A baseball burger?
No, you can't have a burger at
that's what I was going to say.
What
you're
is
at
it?
A ballpark. A dog. A
hot dog. Hot dog. 20
jumbo,
runs.
Jumbo dog.
Jumbo dog for the Royals scoring 20 runs. That's insane.
Come on.
They haven't scored 20 runs in 20 games combined leading up to this game.
Yeah,
offense has been putrid. They're like, you know what? Let's do it in one game, huh?
just do it all at once.
Just do it at once. They won't score again for a while.
All right.
All right. So those are our nominees. If you did not hear somebody, if you didn't hear somebody on that Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness list that you think should be on there, throw it in the comments on the Facebook Live feed. That's perfectly fine. You can give us a call though on the Giant Communications Hotline. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. We'll be giving away at the end of the show, and another tough week for the great and powerful Boz, let me tell you.
Jeez.
That nickname's going to stick.
No, it's not.
By the
it's
way.
It's just you. You're the only one saying it.
I had a handful of people come up to me this past week laughing.
Saying, are they making fun of me or something? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't think they're making fun of you, but I think they're laughing at the fact that that actually sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
And that needs to be your name from now on. So anytime you see Boz in public, please reference him as the great and powerful Boz.
Man, I'll just keep walking.
Continue to embarrass him because his face gets as red as the red from the crimson shirt that he's wearing here tonight.
Yeah.
All right, Bozzy, we got a couple more recaps to get to here real quickly. And this one came from the Jackson County rivalry matchup of Royal Valley at Holton. Holton's beaten Royal Valley 29 straight games coming into this Jackson County rivalry. It was on 103.9 FM. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking on the call and also on the Holton channel.
The Holton Wildcats won their second straight home game and defeated Royal Valley for a 30th consecutive time. Holton was rolling early in this matchup in week three. In fact, led 37-0 halfway through the third quarter. Royal Valley would score 21 points in the final 7.5 minutes and make the final score 37-21. Panthers dropped to 1-2 on the season. They ran for 212 yards, but 169 of those came in the second half. They were also 3-of-8 passing for 45 yards. In fact, Landon Gilbert caught a touchdown. Manny Oliveira ran for a touchdown and had 96 yards, while Alex Johnson ran for a Panther score late as well and finished with 59 yards. No turnovers in this game, but the stage was set early as Royal Valley went for it on 4th and short at their own 49, failed, then went for it on their second drive, 4th and short at their own 21, and failed. That gave Holton two short fields. The Wildcats capitalized. In fact, Holton scored 6 consecutive touchdowns when they had the football, leading 16-0 at the end of one quarter, up 30-0 were the Wildcats at halftime. Corbin Wilson scored 3 of those touchdowns and finished with 99 yards on the ground. Alec Frazier had a long 42-yard touchdown and ran for 79 yards total. Andrew Shoup had a touchdown, a run of 44 yards that opened the scoring, and Shoup finished with 98 yards on the ground as Holton as a team ran for 352. Holton now 2-1 with the victory. Again, they defeat Royal Valley 37-21. On to district play for both teams next week. Royal Valley hosts Sabatha. Holton will be at Perry-Lecompton. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for that. Our final recap of the night comes from the game at Onega. Twin Valley League matchup between Centralia and Onega. Crendon Prophet, hey, it's his first game back on the radio this year, Boz,
right?
Because 92-1 hasn't been able to play high school football yet because week one we had the Chiefs on a Friday night. Last week we had K-State on a Friday night. Finally, high school football on 92.1 FM here this evening. Crendon Prophet on the call.
Crin and Profit here with KMZ 92.1 on the KMZA Game of the Week down here at Rosenfield Sports Complex, where the Inega Buffaloes took home here to the Centralia Panthers. The Panthers here winning by a final score of 44-8 in dominant fashion. It was 15-0 at the end of the first quarter and 15-0 at the end of the first half. Centralia Panthers able to get their first two touchdowns of the game off that first quarter. They got set up on their own 48-yard line after an Onega fumble within two plays of the game. Centralia, again, struck early in that first half. Both touchdowns off Quinton Aldifer, who finished this game with 24 total carries for 224 yards, three touchdowns. He went 5-for-8 in the air, 77 yards passing, one touchdown, and one interception. That interception being thrown with time expired at the end of the first half. Onega's defense really tightened up there, but again, their offense was rough. They had one fumble and two interceptions in the first half. Now going to the second half, Centralia again continued the domination, getting it to 30-0, entering the fourth quarter, and 44-8 at the end of the game. Onega's lone touchdown came from a beautiful dime thrown by the freshman quarterback from the Buffaloes, Ryder Jackson, completing a 45-yard pass to Cameron Kramer for, again, the lone score of the game. That being said, I know last year I made the liner of like a thief in the night, but once again, striking Dagan Ronnebaum with two interceptions on the game. Again, just coming out of nowhere. Great defense performance there from the Centralia Panthers. Again, here winning against the Onega Buffaloes, 44-8.
All right, Crittin, thank you very much for that recap. Boss, do we have anybody that does such a good job of coming up with words,
like
to,
little sayings,
to describe, like a thief in the night.
Yeah, he comes up with some things like that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. The always entertaining Crindon Prophet on the recap, right there, buddy. We got to step aside for another break, and when we come back, we're gonna go through our nominees for the Lucre Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball. We'll talk about week number 4. Is that even possible?
No.
Got to look at week 4 in the games that are potentially our big games of the week for next week, where you can find us and find a gift card in your pocket. Scores coming up as well, and then we're going to have to nominate and give away that Luger game ball. Got to make sure we do that, dude. Don't we, boss? Oh, yeah. And then you want to talk some KU, I'm sure.
I do. Come on.
We'll talk K-State. Chiefs. Ravens. We'll show some love to the Royals. 20 burgers. No, $20 tonight. Stick with us. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 No Ethanol, Dyed Diesel, Clear Diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well. But what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance.
Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Dropping cash before even testing the vibe? Nope. We're out here giving people their first bill free. No contracts, no caps. Just internet fast enough to stream, game, and scroll endlessly all night long. We don't judge, we just connect. So now's the time. Sign up and get your first bill on us. Not even an install fee. Easy win. Hit us up and lock it in. Visit GiantCom, that's 2m.net/firstbillonus. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, you know what to do.
Hey.
Oh, I muted.
You didn't?
Twice.
What are you doing?
Well, I mute us during the breaks, so we never, you know, have a hot mic situation.
You don't need that.
Don't need that. And I just forgot, so you want to do it all over again? Thank you, Dorsey, as always, back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boss. I'm Jake. That's Boss. Boss.
Okay, you ready? Am I on? Hey, everybody. I'm here.
And this is the moment that when people say that Jake and Boz have too much fun, is this not fun?
Absolutely.
This is a blast. I mean, are you not entertained? Ray Penning still in the studios with us as well. Boz, how about some scores from tonight? I think we're still missing a couple, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're missing just a couple. We got most of them, though. Valley Heights gets the win tonight, 33-14 over Donovan West. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Lynn 8-0. Hanover takes it to Washington County tonight, 60-0. Centralia gets the win over Onega, 44-8. Sabetha, they defeat Hiawatha 15-0. Holton gets the win over Royal Valley 37-21. Nemaha Central victorious over Rossville 56-28. Parley Compton, they fall tonight. Actually, a really close game. It was a little bit surprising. Parley Compton 0-2. Silver Lake 0-2.
Yeah.
But Parley Compton may be the shocker in this one. I mean, it was a close game. Silver Lake gets the win 19-6.
Mm.
But Parley Compton, they're going to get that win here, the first win of the season here pretty quick. Jackson Heights, they get the win over Horton 54-0. Riverside defeats McLeod 35-8. ACCHS, they defeat Valley Falls 26-0. JCN gets the win tonight.
Did I miss some burgers? I'm sorry.
You know, yeah, we're going quick, though.
Burger.
Yeah, there we go. We got a bunch tonight, actually. But here's the deal. JCN, they get the win tonight 38-0 over Oskaloosa. You pointed out
before the
last break.
I did.
JCN's not allowed a point.
Not one.
Season.
Not one.
Three shutouts in a row. They've outscored their opponent 126-0.
Ooh.
My dark horse.
Little.
JCN is back, baby.
Getting charges.
Troy gets the win against Pleasant Ridge 52-6.
There's a burger.
Atchison gets the win against
Phoenix.
UC Sumner 55-28.
Burger. Now, hang on a second. I just want you to know. I want the folks to know as well. Boz and I are always open to interactions, right?
Yeah.
In the public, it, whether it's on social media, it's fine. And I got a picture sent to me today.
Okay.
And the picture was sent to me saying, I can't get your voice out of my head right now. I said, I don't understand what's going on because I hadn't opened the picture yet that was sent to me. It's just a text. I'm like, "What? Why is my voice stuck in your head? What's going on?
Yeah.
And this individual had an, I don't know, an energy drink, some kind of a drink. And written on the cup, it said, Phoenix.
Phoenix. And it wasn't just Phoenix.
No. It was the Phoenix! And so, you know, again, those are good stories.
Yeah.
And the comment that followed was, by the way, this is just proof to so you know that people do listen to your show. I'm like, well,
that's good.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I do appreciate that because our business partners want to make sure that Boz and I are just not two talking heads on a Friday night together.
Yes.
Continue on, my friend.
Now, well, now I forgot where I stopped.
You just done the Phoenix.
Axel continues their streak 54-0 over Chase County.
Man, that's a burger.
Frankfurt gets the win over Solomon 46-0. Marhill Mount Academy 54-6 over Maranatha.
Burger.
Riley County 1-point victory over Chapman 21-20. Johnson Brock, they get the win over, I keep wanting to say Jackson. I don't know why. Johnson Brock 54, Johnson County Central 8.
Burger.
And Fall City Sacred Heart over, they fall to Weeping Water. Unbelievable score, 72-64.
Burger. Burger?
Not much defense.
How much burgers is that?
Yeah,
that's a lot of burgers right there.
A lot of them.
And going back to that Axtell game, just, you know, because I feel like maybe, again, people at this point are just like, oh, they won again. 55 straight. 55 straight.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that. Keep in mind that this is the longest active 8-man streak in the country, not Kansas, the entire nation. Second longest active streak in the country of 8 or 11-man football as well.
I think when you look at Axtell and you start looking down the schedule, which I can assure you coaches are not doing that, but we absolutely can. So we're looking down the schedule a little bit, and I think Axtell is kind of on a crash or collision course for a Week 7 matchup that we've been talking a little bit. Actually, I think we might talk a little bit about that here in a little bit.
Okay.
But that's a Week 7 matchup, Hanover. That's one we got circled, and we're going to keep our eyes on that one.
Okay. I love it. Absolutely love it. Hey, we got a new listener tonight that just sent me a message and said, hey, hopping in late, why do you keep saying burger?
That's definitely new listener. That's good.
Welcome, Chelsea, to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Yeah.
Where it just makes me think, okay, maybe we should re-explain.
Okay.
When teams score 50 points or more, Boz and I, the last couple of years, have dubbed that a
50-burger.
50-burger. Your team scores 50 or more, that's a 50-burger.
Yep, that's right.
All right. One thing before we get into more of our fun and exciting and energetic, this was mentioned earlier on our very first phone call of the night.
Okay.
We got a phone call coming in, excited, you know, fun. Kids in the background cheering on, excited for Nemaha Central's win today. And anyway, there was a mention and just a message I just received just says, you know, something vague. We're not going to dwell on this for terribly too long by any stretch. But there is just a young man for Nemaha Central, Danny Childress. Phenomenal first two games this season. Offensive defensive lineman. All-state caliber player, unable to go right now, has some health concerns.
Yeah.
And I think that there is just, if there's one thing that we in Northeast Kansas have that other places don't, and I'm talking East Coast, West Coast, or, you know, some of the bigger metropolis areas, one thing that we have is people care about each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Friday nights, you might be on an opposing sideline. You might have a different jersey.
Yeah.
But when things aren't going well for a community, people rally around.
Absolutely.
And without going into details or anything like that, it's just that opportunity for us as a, you know, our platform here on the MSU Radio Network, you know, we understand we have thousands and thousands of people that listen into our shows and our sports games and our events. And just keep Mr. Childress in your thoughts and in your prayers with unable to play. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing for a high school kid to go through. Again, I don't know details. We're not sharing details. But anytime someone says, hey, be considerate, please pray for this young man with his health concerns, I think people in Northeast Kansas will take that as a task and do it well.
Well, and it's you're exactly right, too. I think in Northeast Kansas, and I think it's probably a little bit to do with social media as well. I mean, the kids are more visible now to other communities. through social media. There's a lot of interaction there. So when you hear something like that the kid's not doing well, you know who he is. You played against him. Man, it's tough. It doesn't matter even if it's, I don't know, you go to beyond a health concern, injuries, all that kind of stuff. You know, we want all these kids to, we love talking football and sports in general, but man, we want everybody healthy and living their best life, and you hate to see a young man just not be able to do that right now. So you're right. We're going to keep our thoughts and prayers with him and his family and Omaha Central and all those folks that are kind of going through that right now.
Absolutely. All right. Wanted to just take a brief moment to bring that up to your attention. Now, as we continue to move on here, we got some nominees for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. Before we get to that, Boz, we got to prep the people for next week.
Yeah.
We knocked it out of the park this week for our games.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
We've got to make a good showing for next week.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie to you. In our production meeting, I was really confident and happy with what we selected.
Yeah.
And now, after a couple of things that shook out tonight, I'm still confident with what we've selected.
Yeah.
Because I think these are even more intriguing matchups now, because some of these matchups could have a it's go time or else type of feel to it.
Yeah, this first one is one I'm excited about, and you. Folks listening might be like, what are you talking about? Like, some people might look at it and say, well, their record's not good. You know, why is that a big game?
Sure.
Why is it a big matchup? And it isn't always necessarily about that. The record has something to do with it. But this one here, Hiawatha at Jeff West.
Okay.
And here's why we did that one. Hiawatha, they have been close this season. They've been down the last several years. This team has fought injuries. I don't know if there's anybody else in Northeast Kansas that has had as many injuries, just decimating your team. You got a bunch of young guys stepping up, trying to fill a varsity role, and that's tough to do.
Especially at a 3A school.
They get beat up night after night. It ultimately has an effect on your numbers, and kids are like, I don't want to do this anymore. But Hiawatha's been close this year. They've got a good team. They're sitting right now at 1-2. They could get, I mean, if you look at their schedule, we do that a lot. I just mentioned it. Axel Hanover week 7, that's a long ways away. But
right.
We look at Hiawatha on paper. This team could potentially win 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
And so not all is lost for Hiawatha. That's why this game is so important for them. They need to get that win. That would put them at 2-2.
Yeah.
So a big-time matchup, a big game for them. And then on the flip side of that, Jeff West. They were close to being 3-0.
Very close.
Very close to being 3-0. They had not been 3-0, and they obviously aren't this year, but 2019 was the best start they've had for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen, so they're sitting at 2-1. This is another team. I mean, it's different. I mentioned that. New coach. They've got different attitudes, swagger. This program is on the turnaround, and if they can get that win next week against Hiawatha, they're sitting at 3-1. They could string together a run here, and I don't know where they're going to finish, but this is a good game for them to bounce back after a loss tonight.
Jeff West has won 9 games in the last 5 years combined. And they have the opportunity of starting 3-1 this year.
Yeah.
Hiawatha, they're a team that wins 1 to 2 games a year the last 5, 6, 7 years. Okay? They have not had a 5-win season since 2013. That's why this game's so important for them.
Yeah, it's big.
So that's a big time matchup. Yes, I agree. I love the way you prefaced it. Yeah, it's 1-2 versus 2-1. Why is that on your list? Those are the reasons why.
Yeah,
that's on the list. All right, Boz. Game 2.
Game 2. Another one where you look maybe records. What's going on here? But this is a matchup that we're very interested in. And really, it's you kind of look at it. It's Onega at Valley Falls. So
okay.
Neither one of these teams have had spectacular seasons over the past several years. Onega falls to Centralia. They've struggled with Centralia. We kind of did some research looking back, and that's been a tough matchup for them for a long time. Last time they defeated Centralia, 1998. So
long time ago.
Long time ago.
You want to know what I was doing in 1998?
Nothing. What were you doing? I don't even know.
First grade.
Oh, first grade. Okay.
Yeah.
First grade.
Fresh out of diapers.
He was. Okay.
What were you doing in 98, Boz?
98?
College.
No. I was 2 years married by then.
No!
Jeez.
Old guy.
Yes, true story. So, no, again, we're looking at Onega. 2019 was one of their best seasons in recent history. they've got a real possibility as well. They get this win against Valley Falls. They go to 2-1, or excuse me, 2-2.
Yeah.
They could look at, again, looking ahead of their schedule, they could be 4-4
yeah.
going into playoffs, and that's a big deal. You got to get this win. You just got to find a way to even up the record 2-2. So that one's good. And Valley Falls on the other side. ACCHS took care of them tonight, but this is another team. They've only won 3 games in the last 3 seasons.
Combined. Yeah.
I mean, just things haven't gone their way, but it's one where I look at these two teams. One of them's going to get a win. They're going to get a little confidence, and then moving forward, what can they do from that?
If Onega could get the win at Valley Falls next week, it would be their best start in 11-man since 2014. Keep that in mind. Valley Falls, on the flip side, if they get the win over Onega, it'd be their best start since 2008.
Yeah.
Huge matchup next week. For just, again, from the perspective of, for a program, for a community, when you start throwing out numbers like that, it's been this long since a team has had this much success early. That can rally a community back. That could get a process started again of loving some football. All right, our final matchup here, potentially, between where Boz and I could be at next week. It's a Twin Valley League battle between these two teams. Hanover hits the road to take on the Wildcats of Frankfort, my man. And Hanover got a big-time win, 60-0 tonight over Washington County. They're 3-0. The simple question that I'm asking, that Boz and I agreed on, we're asking is, hey, is Hanover back?
Are they back?
Are they back? Are they the team to challenge the 55 current game winning streak of Axtell?
Yeah.
Their run of dominance, Hanover's, was from 2014 to 2020, 7 years when they won no less than 10 games in each season. 4 losses in 7 years of 4 state titles. So, again, go back to the first question I asked you. Is Hanover back?
I think they are. So I actually had a conversation with a previous Hanover athlete that is no longer living even that community.
Would you call them a Hanoverite?
Yeah,
okay.
I would.
Okay.
Born and raised Hanoverite. Okay. So he kind of gave me a little inside scoop, and I asked him that question.
Yeah.
Is Hanover legit? Are they the real deal this year? Because, like you mentioned, for a long time, they were the team.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, they're back. So then I followed that up with the same thing, because he knows Axtell and what's going on down there. And I said, can they beat Axtell? Is this the team that's going to do that? And he goes a little more hesitant on that one, but he was like, yeah, I think this is the year they're going to challenge Axtell.
Keep in mind, these two teams that Boz already previewed a little bit for you, week 7, Axtell-Hanover, it'll be on 92.1 KMZA. There are no bones about that. This is a rivalry matchup.
Yeah.
If you're an Axtell Eagle, you don't like the Hanover Wildcats. If you're a Hanover Wildcat, you don't like the Axtell Eagles. And that run that we talked about for Hanover, 14-20, you know who ended their run?
Who was that?
That would be the Axtell Eagles in 2021, en route to their first state title of this 4-year state title run and this dominant run of 55 straight wins. That game on October 19th, October week 7, whatever that is, October 17th, is huge.
Yeah, it is.
But we got to get this one done next week first, Hanover Frankfort, because Frankfort might have something to say.
So Frankfort, this is a team that I've liked for a long time. I'm a big Wes Anderson fan. The young man, quarterback for Frankfort, just had a phenomenal career. They started out rough, 0-2. They got their first win tonight over Solomon. So really for Frankfort, I think you get – and they had a close game. Linden, I can't remember going back wins, losses. Where were they at? Who did they play week 1?
For who, Frankfort?
Yeah, Frankfort.
They lost to Clifton Clyde week 1.
Yes.
In a tight game.
And that,
they lost by 6.
That one surprised me a little bit.
And they lose last week by 6 to Linden.
So close games. They've been in games, but they hadn't been able to get the win. So they do that tonight. They get the notch 1 in the win column, get things heading the right direction. This is just a massive rivalry game. Frankfort has only beat Hanover 3 times. 2 of those wins were in the last 4 years, if we go back to 2011.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Not all time,
but
since 2011.
Yeah, the rivalries kind of evened out a little bit over that time frame, but in that run from 2011 to now, Hanover won those four state titles. It's a massive rivalry, but anytime you have that, you throw out the records.
Mm-hmm.
Frankfurt's got a ton of motivation to get their season really heading the right direction. They got the first win. Now this is one where they could pick up a really key signature win that would give them a ton of confidence moving forward.
So Boz and I will be in Frankfurt next week. We could be in Jeff West next, or in Meriden next week. We could be in Valley Falls next week. And if you find us, you can be like Alex Bartle. You can be like Dalton Hildebrand from last week. You can be like Kim Mellies from week one. Just win yourself a little gift card.
Get a gift card.
It's not difficult. Just make sure you say, hey, this is your game of the week? Yeah, it is. Here's a gift card. Enjoy your time. So find us next week at one of those three games, and we'll be sure to give you that awesome gift card. Won't tell you where it's at yet, but I can tell you, if it's in Frankfurt, you're going to really like that gift card. If it's in Valley Falls, you're really going to like that gift card. If it's in Meriden, you know what, Boz? They're going to like that gift card.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they'll like it. Promise you that. All right, how about the college ranks before we get into Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner for week number three? Boz, you excited to talk about your Chicken Hawks?
I'm excited to talk. Do you have... Was the bet to do it 2 weeks in a row?
No, absolutely not. It was a one-time thing. That recording's been deleted. That's why we can't do Facebook Live anymore on Candleland's page, is because I said that last week.
Whatever. No, the Jayhawks. I am excited. That's a big game. I'm actually going to be at that one tomorrow. KU versus West Virginia. Here's the thing. Two-and-one teams. I find myself now with KU just being cautiously optimistic. I look at last year and this stretch that we were going through where we could not hold on to late game leads. West Virginia was that one of those games last year. We were ahead late in the game, could not stand up defensively, let someone score at the end of the game, and we were on a really bad stretch. So I think this is a really big game for KU. If they could, we're actually going into a point of the schedule where KU could get some wins. West Virginia, Cincinnati, UCF, and then they right now they would face Texas Tech, who's currently ranked, but that's 4 weeks down the road. So KU's coming off the bye week. I think they had a ton of time to rest, get some preparation in. I'm excited to see where things play out with this West Virginia. West Virginia's a team that scares me, though.
Mm.
They're in every game, and they're maybe the upset king. It seems like you go into these matchups thinking this team is going to get beat. West Virginia is going to get beat, and they find a way to win games. They're just the spoilers, it seems like. So West Virginia scares me. The thing I last week when they played, or not last week, week before Mizzou, that was a good game. We talked about it a little bit. The thing I think KU has to do, they got to figure out a rushing game. They cannot run the ball.
Yeah,
they're rushing. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but it's I don't know. They've rushed for maybe 200 yards in a ball game.
Mm.
They've been under 100
yeah.
several times.
They're missing Devin Neal is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, 100%. Daniel Hyshaw is the guy that was supposed to fill that role, and he's kind of struggled a little bit. Just not efficient in the run game. We've got to figure that out. If we have to rely on Jalen Daniels throwing the ball the entire game, we're going to be in trouble.
So that's the KU game against West Virginia on Saturday, tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Let's go. Mountaineers. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Hey, something like that. I don't know what it was.
Huh. Okay. Sorry. I don't know where that came from.
Why'd you put that out there?
I just found it. It populated. It's AI.
I did something.
It just popped up on the computer and started yelling, "Let's go, Mountaineers." I don't know why. All right, the other Kansas team.
Yeah.
I mean,
struggle.
Just can't even have fun with it anymore by playing the M&M, you know, like, will the real K-State Wildcats please stand up, because yeah, that didn't work.
They won't. No.
They don't. They continue to sit down and wear their seatbelt and say, make me move. Because they got beat by Arizona last week. They're off on a bye this week, and you know what's even more comical is ESPN does the matchup predictor every single game of every single week, and K-State's picked to lose against the bye week, according to ESPN analytics.
Yeah, I love it.
They got a bye week to get things figured out. They're at they got UCF at home the next week, but I'm telling you right now, K-State comes off a bye and loses. If there are not coaches being fired left and right, I think that the K-State fan base and the donors might revolt. You start 1-4? What?
It would not be good.
And you are predicted to win the Big 12. Now, here's my pessimistic side.
Okay.
Here's my optimistic side, which I love to be an optimist in everything I do, daily life, and especially in sports. The optimistic side of things is K-State's 1-3, yes. But all three losses have been by one score or less. Two times by a field goal, one time by 6 points, which was actually two field goals. They've lost three games by a combined 12 points. So it's not like they're getting blown out.
No.
However, their one win was by a field goal. So,
This
team could easily be 0-4. They could be 4-0. But they're 1-3 going into a bye week. And of those three losses, only one of them is a league loss. And when Boz and I were doing our production meeting earlier, I kind of just laughed out loud because I said, oh, well, K-State could still win the Big 12.
They could.
Because they are only a one-loss team. If they run the table, make it the rest of the season with a 9-3 record, and they go 9-1 in conference play, guess what? They're going to be in Arlington for Big 12 title, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. I do not think they can do it, but that's the optimistic side of things. All right, how about some professional stuff, Bozzy?
Man, we've got the Chiefs. Chiefs at the Giants. I gotta
spell check your stuff before we do things. Go ahead, Chiefs and Giants.
Hey, don't worry. We're going fast. I'm trying to type. Why? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that at all. No, here's the thing. The Chiefs played the Eagles last week.
Good game.
It was a really good game. Before that game started, I thought the Chiefs were going to get curb stomped. Mm. I thought the Philadelphia Eagles were just going to absolutely annihilate them. But the Chiefs, they played a good game. Had a chance to win. The problem I see, and we're gonna talk about this here in a little bit.
Okay.
This, for me, is a must win. Like, must, absolute must win. If you go and lose to the New York Giants, both teams, Chiefs, Giants, 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
We drop a game to the Giants. We're 0-3. And then you've got Ravens, Jaguars, Lions. That stretch is scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they beat the Ravens. I'm questionable against the Jaguars, and I don't think they beat the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Are we for real talking about the Chiefs with an 0-6 start?
Is that you being optimistic, realistic, or pessimistic?
Probably pessimistic. I mean, they pick up a win against the Giants. They get a win against the Jaguars. The schedule is hard. I mean, it's NFL. But
that's what happens when you make it to the Super Bowl how many times in a row.
Exactly. So I think we're in uncharted territory a little bit for the Mahomes era, 100%. And we've never been in this situation. But can you imagine? I just can't even 0-6. And I think it's a possibility.
If the Chiefs were to start 0-6 and make the playoffs, they'd be the first team ever to do that.
Yeah.
Is there any team in the history of the NFL that you think, well, that's still possible for that team? I think it is for the Chiefs. This Chiefs team would be the only team to be able to do that. Is what I'm getting at.
Could they? Yes.
If they start 0-6, because here's my side of it for you. Okay, the Chiefs don't have Rashee Rice.
Nope.
They don't have Xavier Worthy. Those two guys are so pivotal for Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Rice comes back week 7. Okay, so an 0-6 start without Rice is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think him coming back would be an absolute game changer for this team. And Xavier Worthy is questionable for this weekend's game. So that's my only caveat to this argument of, is it possible, yes, to start 0-6?
Yeah.
Is it probable? Probably not. But even if that does happen, I just think the addition of getting Rashee Rice back will completely change the dynamics, because I'm sorry, the Ravens looked like absolute studs by getting rid of Hollywood Brown when they did, because they got Kyle Hamilton in that trade 3 years ago. Hollywood Brown is not a number one receiver in the NFL.
No.
Okay? And it's him and Travis Kelce right now.
That's it.
And Kelsey's got no hands right now, because the Chiefs win that football game last week. If he doesn't pop that ball in the air for that interception at the goal line, If he catches that for six, the Chiefs win that game.
Yeah.
So, I think that the Chiefs will be just fine. As not a diehard Chiefs fan like
you
and like others in this area, my blood doesn't boil as hot.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are just fine. I'm sticking with my preseason prediction of 12-5. I still think they get there. And I think they're gonna laugh their way to the playoffs. Like, and when I say laugh their way, they're going to laugh at their fans that are like, oh, we suck. We're terrible.
Yeah.
Just because you're not 15-2 this year doesn't mean you're a terrible team.
No, but I look at my prediction. I had them at 11-6.
And that's looking pretty good.
If they lose the first six, they got to run the table. And that means they got to win at Buffalo. They got to win at Denver later in the season. And so, I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air a little bit. They have to win. They got to get a win.
How about the Tush-Push controversy?
This one cracks me up. You've seen all sorts of stuff on the news about this, and it's funny to me because the Tush Push, here's my stance. It is a legal offensive play.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't stop it, quit complaining about it. Like, it's not their job to change the rules so you don't have to defend it.
Sure.
You got to figure out how to stop it. If you let them get into third and one, fourth and one, that's what they're doing. You know they're going to do it. It's legal. Let them do it. Why are you griping about it?
Yeah.
But the only piece to that is you start looking at the replays and everything, and there's false starts.
Yep.
There was one picture you saw, the center of the ball was like between his legs, and his head was, he was almost falling over forward.
I'm going to defend that a little bit, because as a center, when you cut, like if this mouse right here, which if you're on Facebook Live, you can see it, but if you're on the radio, just close your eyes and envision with me here. I got a mouse right in front of me for our computer. If this is where the ball's at, okay, the center can't reach it forward.
No.
But he can pull it back before he snaps it. The ball does not have to stay stationary right there. It can move. Now, if I get somebody that blows me up and says that's not correct, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, watch any football game over the last 50 years and tell me otherwise. If they move the ball forward, an official will come in and say, blah, 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 blah. You can't do that. But you see centers slide the ball back all the time. Before the ball is snapped.
So they slide the ball back, but half of their body is out in front of the ball. Is that legal?
No.
No.
I'm just saying, I'm defending the fact that if they pull the ball back, because if he's sitting over it and then he pulls the ball back a little bit, it's an optical illusion almost is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. The funny thing is, it's causing so much controversy.
Oh, it's hysterical.
League vote on getting rid of it last year. It's going to come up again.
And it almost passed.
Yes. It
needed what? Four? I think we saw it needed four more votes in order to pass. But 20 teams said, ban it. Get rid of it.
Which cracks me up. You know, it's a rule. Like, you're going to change the rule because somebody's having success doing what they do.
That's the whole adage of, I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Yeah.
I don't want to play by your rules.
It baffles me. It's a rule. They can do it.
Chiefs got to get a win this weekend. Bar none, it's got to happen. Because if Russell Wilson beats the Chiefs with the New York stinking Giants, then I might entertain more of the panic from Chiefs fans.
Are we hitting the panic button next week?
I think your finger's at least on the panic button at that point. You might not be pressing it, but it's darn close.
Yeah.
Ravens, big bounce back win this past week against the Browns. Dominant as ever. Joe Flacco came back to the bank on the 30th anniversary of Baltimore being in Maryland, the Ravens, being in Baltimore. And great, great game. Dominated from the onset, and it was impressive to me to see DeAndre Hopkins still does what DeAndre Hopkins does. Ravens score 41 points in the game. You know how many yards Derrick Henry had in the game? If I were to tell you that the Ravens win 41-10, and they dominate the Browns, and I told you Derrick Henry had less than 100 yards rushing, would you be surprised by that?
I would say you were lying.
Okay. What if I said, he didn't score either? Am I still lying? How about less than 75 yards?
You're lying.
Less than 50?
Lies.
He had 20 yards rushing in the game. And you had players like DeAndre Hopkins, Lamar Jackson, not too bad, a little quarterbacky, not too bad for a running back.
Yeah.
140 rating, just dominated carved up that defense. Get out of here if you still think he's just a running back.
It's because you didn't say the hapless Browns.
Dang right, and I won't ever say it again.
Yeah, you learned your lesson.
I darn did. They take on the Lions this week. Sunday night football. Make sure you're rooting on for the flock. Go, Ravens, go. All right, again, season predictions for Boz. KU, I've got them at 10-2. Big win this weekend. Boz has them at 7-5. K-State, 8-4 is what I got them at. Got to rethink that next week, I think.
Well, Boz, you can't change it.
I mean, I know, but okay. We can do midseason updates.
Okay.
Boz, 7-5 on them. I got the Chiefs at 12-5. Boz has them at 11-6. I got the Flock going 13-4. Boz has them at 12-5.
We'll see.
All right, one other team that we did not talk about. I'm sorry, because we got called out on it last week. Got called out on it again this week. It's my fault for not getting them in the prep, but how are we not bringing up Nebraska again?
Well, we talked a little bit last week.
We did.
About Nebraska, but they haven't been, like, on our regular list. Because why not? We talked about this.
I know.
We usually wait. We wait.
Because they start off good.
Well, maybe that's the problem. We always wait till it's like right on the verge of happening, and then we'd start hyping it up, and then it doesn't happen.
These boys haven't been to a bowl game in a long time. But they got a big game tomorrow, taking on the Wolverines of Michigan. As they come into Memorial Stadium tomorrow at 2:30, you can listen to that game on KTNC, AM 1230, Falls City. Big time matchup for GBR, and I think Matt Rhule has got that program in such a good direction.
Yeah, I do too. That's going to be a big, big test. Their first big, big test, really, of the season.
If they can get that win, Boz, do you think that they are going bowling this year?
I do, 100%. Because, and here's why I say this, I mean, not that the Big Ten is easy by any means, but if you get the win against Michigan, you're at 4-0, things are rolling, you got Michigan State, I mean, a very good football team, 3-0 as well. But you start looking down the line, they've got Maryland, Minnesota, Northwestern, UCLA. Oh, my goodness. UCLA is dumping
LA.
Fire right now.
UC.
Yeah, so there's winnable games in there.
Yeah.
But this one's a big one that would set them up.
They win this game, that's 4-0. They only have to win two more games. Again, last year we said this. We went down that path. Just win one more game, guys. And they couldn't do it to get to a bowl game for the first time.
It's going
to
happen.
In a long time, GBR. I know we got people out there that love them some GBR. Okay, last thing. And, Boz, we have one more nominee that actually came in on the chat. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Did not.
For the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball, Drake Melle, 6 carries for 167 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, had a punt return for a touchdown, and threw for a touchdown as well from Jackson Heights. Drake Melle's joining the list, and the list is closed. It's 11-11, Make-A-Wish. Here on a Friday, September the 19th. Did you ever do that growing up?
Yeah.
11-11 Make-A-Wish?
Yeah. That's a thing. I think it is a thing.
And you wished, and look, Christy Boswell, or Christy became a Boswell as a result.
That's right.
All right,
that's
good right. to know. All right, our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for this week.
Tonight's nominees, Quinton Aldifer from Centralia, 201 yards rushing with 3 rushing touchdowns, a passing touchdown as well. Corbin Wilson from Holton, 8 rushes tonight for 99 yards, 3 rushing TDs, one of those being a 77-yard touchdown run. Also, kicking some PATs for Holton. He was 3 for 3 tonight. Carter Hike, big night for him. 30 carries, 363 yards, 6 touchdowns. 3 for 3 passing for 85 yards and 1 more touchdown. So 7 TDs on the night for Carter Hike. The offensive line for Holton. And I really like this nomination because
yeah.
Holton runs the ball. They rack up a ton of rushing yards. It doesn't happen without the offensive line. So love that nominee for the offensive line from Holton. Chase Hewins and Elijah Moore from Riverside both had really good ball games tonight. Max Botteroff from ACCHS had 2 rushing touchdowns tonight. Will Voos from Sabetha, 149 yards rushing.
Yes.
Austin Zeller. Now, I was trying to write this one down pretty quick. Jackson Heights had 1 touchdown on the night.
Okay.
52-yard punt. And then he was also 3 for 4 PATs. So he's punting the ball. He's kicking the ball. He's catching touchdowns.
Rushing touchdowns.
Oh, excuse me. That was a rushing touchdown
it was.
Tonight.
It was.
So unusual, because normally he catches
That's
touchdown
right.
passes.
That's
so,
right.
Great night for Austin Zeller. And then the one you just mentioned, Drake Melle's, Jackson Heights, 6 carries, 167 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. I think I saw 1 passing TD as well.
Yep, and a punt return for touchdown.
And a punt return for a touchdown.
A lot of touchdowns, a lot of burgers going around tonight, and a lot of nominees came in. Again, thank you for those that gave us nominees. We initially weren't on live, and so I didn't have a football to show the crowd at home. And so tonight there's no theatrics with it, Boz, anything like that. But it's a tough one. Again, this is only week three, and Boz is sweating bullets picking a Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner for week number three.
This is always so tough. I mean, there's so many good performances out here, but I'm going to kind of revert back to...
Hold up. What?
I'd like to share the love.
All right. You know what? For 1 week, okay? For 1 week, just I will allow it.
Just 1 week.
For 1 week, I will allow it. Because last week, I wouldn't let you. You wanted to last week, and I said, stop.
I know.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
I'm letting you share the love this one time.
This one time. Okay. Because here's the thing. You can't deny Carter Hike had a huge night.
Hut.
Huge night. Absolutely did. But I'm going with my two guys tonight, Carter Hike and Quentin Aldifer from Centralia. 201 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, rushing the ball, 1 passing touchdown, 4 TDs from Quentin Aldifer tonight.
Q&A, balled out for Centralia. Hey, we'll do it again next week. Don't forget, say thanks to somebody that helps out with your local athletes, local communities, and sports in your area. Because what would Northeast Kansas be like without our sports, Boz?
I'll
tell you what, they're a lot of fun to be a part of. For Boz, for all of our amazing broadcasters, Kurt Kilman, Seth Tollefson, Ray Petting up here in studio, Joseph Curry down at CARE, this is Jake. Have a great weekend. Go Ravens. We'll do it again next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lukert Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSE Sports Radio Network.